And the Reds caravan continues at Bob's Pizza Express. I'm Dave Crooks along with Dwayne Shake. Glad to have you tuned in today as we get ready for Reds baseball again this season on the General, 95.9 and 1580 WAMW. 17 days away from pitchers and catchers showing up for spring training. And one player that really stood out last season, Scott Schebler, is native of Iowa. And Scott, welcome to Washington, first of all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kind of seems like Iowa, right?
Yeah, for the most part. Pizza's better, though, here.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Hey, 30 home runs last year. You did your part to get the batteries going at the Great American Ballpark and elsewhere last season. Give me your thoughts about this season with the Reds. Are we going to see a much better Red machine this year?
Yeah, I believe so. Having a Disco and Finney healthy just at the top of our rotation will be huge. They can eat up more innings, keep our bullpen a little more fresh. So I think it's exciting times, having pretty much a relatively healthy rotation going into spring training is awesome. I think Homer having a solid offseason, just a normal offseason, will be nice. I'm really excited going into spring training to see how everybody's throwing and then get this thing going.
And even though you're expected to start quite frequently, we've actually got four players that can play outfield and are solid players, correct?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Winker came on late last year, came on when I got hurt and played great. So, if we end up with four outfielders, which is fine.
Maybe takes a little pressure off, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I would like to be an everyday guy as far as being out there every day. It's kind of what I've always done. It's what I'm comfortable with. If Billy needs a break in center, I can play center. So I think I'll be the guy moving around most likely just because I can play all three positions.
As you were growing up as a young man and you had the dream, I assume, of playing in Major League Baseball someday, did you think you would end up at the Reds?
So I grew up a Cardinals fan, which is hard to say with being with the Reds now. But, it was one of those things that I went to college at a little JUCO in Iowa. Didn't think much of it. I thought, I'll just see how this works out, kind of a deal, and put together a great season, put together a really good summer league season, and got drafted and was lucky enough to sign. So I saw that as my opportunity to get in, and really didn't take baseball too seriously until I signed. So it's been a fun journey so far.
What do you think one thing that may surprise baseball fans this year about the Cincinnati Reds?
One thing that'll surprise, I think...
Or to look out for, perhaps.
Yeah, I think if our rotation stays healthy, I don't see what reason we can't, contend. I really don't. So I just think having more competitive games, I think they can look for that. It'll be more competitive games and then letting our offense be in a better position to win the game at the end of the game instead of being – we were down by a lot of runs often. That was part of injuries, so, and you really can't control that stuff. So I just think being competitive for the whole year instead of having that little lull in the middle of the season where we're kind of getting beat up, I think being competitive throughout the whole year will be definitely something we'll be doing next year.
Hey, I asked Marty this one on where he'd like to broadcast his favorite stadium. Besides Cincinnati, where's your favorite stadium to play ball?
So I came up with the Dodgers. So Dodger Stadium is pretty cool. I made my debut there. It's a really cool atmosphere. There's 60,000 people. Really loud atmosphere. So I would have to say that or Coors Field's really cool. I really enjoy Denver. So may not be so much the stadium, but the city itself, I really enjoy going there.
Scott, you were talking to a Cubs fan over there.
Easy
so
now.
He
all
expects
right.
you to say Wrigley Field, but that's good that you told him the truth.
That's not even cracking the top 20.
Friendly confines.
Oh, yeah, it's super friendly. You're right.
He showed up in the first inning a year and a half ago when the Cubs were in Game 7 at Cleveland.
Okay.
And actually got a ticket and got into the
game. That's pretty awesome.
Bucket list.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Bucket
Congratulations
list.
To you, though. You waited a long time.
Yeah, he may be waiting a lot longer. We'll see.
What do you tell little leaguers out there that have the hope of maybe making it to the big leagues, what do you say to those up-and-coming rising stars?
Yeah, I was a guy that didn't specialize early on in sports. I saw the quality in playing different sports and honing in different skills. So, if they have an interest, I always tell kids if they're interested in something, go do it. You're never gonna know what you like unless you try it. So, for those guys, as far as the guys that want to become a major leaguer, it's a long road. So don't think it's going to be easy. And then just believe in yourself. You really do. You got to have that that never ending belief in yourself. It really is key.
Scott Schebler, outfielder for the Reds. Come see him at Great American Ballpark this year. Scott, let's win some games, shall we?
Absolutely.
But let's shoot for what, 88 or 90, somewhere in that range?
Yeah,
that'd be okay.
I think, you know, it'd be nice to be trying to add somebody at the trade deadline.
I want him.
That'd be a cool deal.
I want Dwayne to be so upset this summer that that those darn Reds are ahead of his Cubs. That's what I want.
All right. I'll keep that in mind for sure.
All right, Scott, thanks for being in
Absolutely.
Washington.
Thank you, guys.
The Reds
Scott
caravan
thanks.
Continues. We'll take a break and be back with more. And, again, a special thanks to Bob's Pizza Express for hosting today's event. The Reds are going to be here for about 15 more minutes. We'll let you come in and say hello and grab an autograph if you want. Dave Crooks and Dwayne Shank on WAMW.